Kello on 10.20 Radio Helsingissä. Minä olen Jukka Hätinen ja tuurailen Niassaa tänään 10.20. Keskiviikkoisin tarkoittaa sitä, että vuorossa on kaupunkielämää ja kuten tuossa aamulla olen kertonut, Kulttuurikeskus Kaisasta tuottaja Kitari Majele on tullut vieraksi tänne ja hän toi pari herrasmiestä kollegaa mukanaan. So, Kitari, welcome to Radio Helsinki and gentlemen, you as well. So, please introduce yourselves and tell us a bit about what you're doing at Kaisa.
Thank you, Jukka. As you said in the beginning, I am Kitari Majele, a cultural producer in Kaisa. So today we are here because we want to speak about a joint project we have with my friends here and our partners who are going to introduce themselves before we go in.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Chico Matada. I'm also part of the Global Club Night, which is a networking and information club series in collaboration with the Global Music Department of Sibelius Academy. But we are currently working in collaboration with the Kaiser and also with the HAU Radio or the Helsinki Open Waves Radio, which where we also interview and talk with other people. So yes, that's me.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Vasilis Katopodis. I originally come from Greece, but I have been here in Finland for the last 13 years. I'm a musician, a researcher, and producer. And along with Chico, we had this initiative to start something that is pointing to the direction of musicians with foreign background and their inclusion in the Finnish music scene. So we have been working on this idea a few years already, and then it was very good luck that we met our long-time friend Kitari here about 6 months ago, and there was the initiation of this project called Global Club Nights.
Yeah, tell us a bit more about the Global Club Nights.
Well, the idea, I think us, like being both immigrants, like and studying at Sibelius, where we met, we kind of discovered the disconnect between the academic world and then the professional world, and especially when you come from outside, you don't have a platform, mostly, or at least open platforms where you can come, go and interact with other musicians or other artists. So we just saw that this disconnect, that okay, if we're having a situation on how to integrate as musicians, where can we go? I mean, both of us were lucky that we met at Sibelius, which in some way, besides being an academic institution, but it becomes a platform where we can meet other people. But what about the people who don't have the same opportunity like us, who cannot go to Sibelius, for example? Where can they come and meet and integrate and expose like their artists? So the idea came from there, and then we kind of discussed it together that, okay, what can we do about solving this problem? Because one of the things also in my case that happens is like, okay, when you finish your studies, what is the next move? I mean, that is a quite a difficult thing for when you come from the artistic perspective. Like, okay, it's not like I'm studying music education where I can quickly give you a clear response. Like, I finish, I go and teach. But we are mostly like performing musicians also. So if you have this kind of question, like, what are you doing after? We don't know. So we found like this gap that, okay, we can create a platform where these academics, they can come and express themselves, but also meet with other cultural position or industry influences, and then they can expose themselves. So that's how the whole idea kind of proceeds. But I think, Vasilis, you can maybe add some things if you want to.
Sure. It is a real experience to try to find and create your network of fellow musicians and performers and venues, and get into the world of how the music scene in Finland is working. So I think after all this conversation with Chico, we said that, okay, we have struggled, we made it one way or another. What can we do for people who are coming now or who don't have the luck that we had? So we tried to create a space and bring live music, bring seminars, workshop, try to create bridges between musicians and producers and event organizers and so on. So we had the very good luck of finding an open application of CAIXA regarding projects, and we thought of applying. We applied with the initial try. We had a pilot series in Sibelius Academy like about a year ago, only two events. They were very kind to offer some grant for us to pilot our project. And then when we brought it to CAIXA, we were, actually I brought it before the holidays and then I forgot about it completely. And one good day I see an email from Kitari that, hey, we are interested in your project, so what can we do about it? And it feels like, Kitari can correct me or can add some more, but it feels like CAIXA would be the right place for us to launch a project like this, because they have been supporting inclusivity and creating a safe space of expression for more than two decades now.
Yeah, more than two decades. You are right.
So yeah, I was just about to ask that. This seems like a natural home to CAIXA for this project.
Exactly, because I can say that meeting this kind of artists, professional artists who put their soul and their life to what they are doing, I cannot say it is a lucky, but this meets what exactly CAIXA is. As we say that CAIXA's goals and objectives of existing is to develop Helsinki into diverse city by the means of the art and the culture. So this project really meet our goals and our sense of existing as a cultural center.
Yeah, global club nights start on Friday, I think, or what is going on Friday?
Yes, yeah, this is the live event, yeah. That is the first live event series, but during the process we already like been doing like the radio shows in collaboration, just as I mentioned before, with the Helsinki Open Wave Radio. So this is going to be our live event, the first live event series, that, and we are looking forward to it. And let's see.
Yes, we started the collaboration with Helsinki Open Waves in the beginning of the month, and the goal of the series is to have always 3 weeks of live radio shows that the musicians perform live as well in the studio. And we have the opportunity to bring together musicians or part of bands, along with specialists from the field of music, in the studio together. And extending this three-week build-up to a live event, that actually it's going to be our first one now on the 29th of September. We're going to bring together two bands, Con Sampor Colombiano, Pimienta Negra, and a radio producer and DJ, Mia Laine. Actually, Mia has as well, yeah, here a show as well on Sundays, to talk a little bit about the inclusivity in the scene and to give the chance to people who came here for different reasons, but they carry a different cultural identity, to express it, to share it, and to invite people to be part of it. Because I think it's a very big part of what Finland is about when we are talking about inclusion and bringing other cultures in the mix.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned inclusivity a couple of times. How do you see it in the Finnish music scene in 2023?
It's a very important but a little bit tricky question. There is space. There is definitely space. I see, as a foreign artist myself, I see that there are opportunities. You have to be really active. Sometimes maybe a bit more active. You have a little bit of more road to cover than the local artists. I think that the whole scene is in the right track and we are pointing to the right direction, but we need still the boost and support to these people that don't have the experience. If you come from the other end of the world, you don't even know how Finnish society is working, how much more the music scene. So there should be the opportunity of meeting, getting introduced, and getting the information that you need in order to offer what you have to offer and to add into Finnish culture what you need to add.
And just to add up, is of course, actually the system here in Finland you know, you can find the information pretty much everywhere, but there's always a challenge with the language if you are a newcomer, which becomes a challenge for some of these people. So if a platform that can exist that somehow you can integrate, but transitioning from speaking whatever language you speak to the Finnish, but knowing like where are the places where you can get the information and the support needed, I think that will be necessary.
That's why this kind of project, they now have the reason to be, because we try to create bridges between different kind of artists and persons, so to come and create together a safe and inclusive and also a creative environment, so that inclusivity can be not only by word, but in practical. In fact, we mentioned also the Open Wave Radio, which is a multicultural radio and a community radio based at Kaisa. So that's one of the elements also in this project that we are using. So as the both artists said, they have heard already, I think, two or three interviews, shows in the radio, where artists and people who deal and work with music, they have time to discuss and tell their opinion about how the music scene is doing in Helsinki.
Yeah, and first, as we spoke, Global Club Night live event is on Friday, and the second one is in October, 20th October, I think, with Semien and Helsinki Sailit Band. Can you tell me a bit more about those?
Sure. As mentioned before, the recipe is one, and we follow it religiously. Mm-hmm. So we bring two bands in the live events and a specialist from the cultural sector. And in Greece we say that if you don't compliment your own house, it will fall down on your head. So our specialist on that night will be actually Kiteri. We will talk a little bit about what is to produce and what do big productions need from musicians and so on and so on. So regarding that part, we are going to have always between the bands a half an hour to 40 minutes discussion with an open panel with the guests, but also with the audience. And then regarding the bands, Zemljane is a band that has a multicultural background. Every musician is an all-female band. They are all based in Finland, and they bring their own heritage all the way from the Middle East to the Balkans to Finland. And they combine their forces in covering traditional repertoire, but also bringing their own material. And finally, we have Helsinki Keili Band, that they are specializing in music and dance from the UK, from different parts of the UK, because music, their performance is not only playing the music, but it's the participation of the audience and bringing the community together. So what they are planning to do is like have the music, play the music, but also host at the same time a dancing workshop. So if you want to explore this type of possibilities, dancing like dances from the UK, you are super welcome.
Okay, great. Well, now we have you in full speed. Let's go to the December event as well.
We are going to continue with a couple of radio shows in November, but
in
November we have two radio shows. But unfortunately, as you mentioned, we cannot have a live event. But December we have like two bands again. It will be our closing of this pilot project, and we thought for that to have a more celebratory character. So we are going to have the band Fashokan and the Shameless Shongololo Band, two bands that are going to perform mainly African-based music with the touches of the Finnish music scene. So Fashokan, they is formed from Ossi Raipalina, and he has brought knowledge and music from Senegal mainly, and collaborates with Senegalese artists that are currently living in Finland and in Helsinki. And then Shameless Shongololo Band is The band formed by the front woman is Ayla Birkman, and she's as well half Finnish, half South African, and she's exploring her heritage from Africa through the expression through that band. And we are gonna have those two bands on the 16th of 12th of December.
And Kitari, what else is going on in Kaisa this fall? Some exhibitions, events?
So in Kaisa we have a lot of activities. Mm-hmm. So as I was saying in the beginning, so we arrange performances, events, exhibitions, and teaching in art, and so on. So if you go in our web pages, you will see all activities what we are having. And that's what I can say.
Do you want anything to add?
There is a heavy program regarding activities for children that I found, as a new dad, I have found that very, very useful. Yeah. They are hosting music events for children, exhibitions and seminars for children. And then there are this month, there is Keke, which is like the permanent exhibition in the exhibition part of Kaisa. Kaisa
Keme.
Has an Keme, sorry. There is an auditorium, there is HAU Radio, there is the main hall and also the exhibition space. So a lot of things are happening at the same time. And then one big project that Kaisa is hosting is the Chile 50, because we are marking the 50th anniversary from the military coup, from the events of 73 in Chile, and the migration of a lot of Chileans all the way to Helsinki through different parts of the world and Europe. So there is a memorial and a celebration, and we are looking as well how they are included to society and how they have been part, the second and the third generation of Chileans that have been living in Finland now. So this is another very big project that covers most of October and November in Kaisa.
Yeah, I mean, from my side, I just would like to invite everybody who is listening out there to come on our first live event at Kaisa, starting at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
So, yeah. So if everyone can come, just see the new bands, the new cultural diversity, if I have to put it that way, of the people. So please just come to Kaisa on the 27th. And also, because besides the music, there's this educational aspect of it, which is just to introduce you about the scene about the music scene here in Finland, especially from the side of the integration.
So you are very welcome, Jukka.
Yeah. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.